black fate came to him. None could deflect it. Ajax, leaping through the melee, struck his helm with brazen cheekplates round the point the ridge that bore the crest crumpled at impact, cleft by a great spear in a massive hand. His brains burst, all in blood, out of the wound as far as the spearhead socket. On the spot his life died out in him, and from his hands he let Patroclus's foot fall to the ground, as he pitched forward headfirst on the body, far from Larissa's rich farmland, nor ever would he repay his parents for their care, his life being cut short by the spear of Ajax. There and then, with spear point flashing, Hector lunged at Ajax. Ajax saw it coming and dodged the bronze point by a hair. Instead, the shock came to the son of Iphitus, Schedius, a Phocian hero who had lived as lord of many in renowned Panopeus. Now the spear caught him under the collarbone. The bronze point cut through to his shoulder blade, and down he crashed, his war gear clanging on him. For his part, Ajax hit the son of Phenops, veteran Phorcys, in the middle belly just as he came up to Hippothous. The spearhead broke his cuirass at the joint and pierced his abdomen. Fallen in the dust, he clutched the earth with hand outspread. His men fell back then, so did Hector, and the Argives gave a loud cry as they dragged off the bodies of Phorcys and Hippothous, ripping from their shoulders gear of war. At that point, under pressure from Achaeans and overcome by their own weakness, Trojans might have re-entered Ilion. Beyond the limit set by Zeus, the Argives might have won the day by their own heart and brawn. Not so. Apollo now inflamed Aeneas, taking the form of Epitus's son, Periphas, a crier and a kind man who had aged in the crier's duty, serving old Anchises. In that disguise, Apollo, son of Zeus, said, "How could men like you save Ilion, Aeneas? Overriding heaven's will? In other days I've seen men put their trust in their own strength and manhood, or in numbers, and hold their realms beyond the will of Zeus. And now, in fact, Zeus wills the victory far more for us than for Danaans. Amazing, the way you shrink from battle!"